From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish authorities are intensifying their search for the gunman responsible for the New Year's attack on a nightclub in Istanbul that left 39 people dead and wounded dozens more, including this U.S. citizen who spoke to reporters at the airport before catching a flight home.
This is a massive tragedy. This is very unfortunate. For me, I wake up in the United States, I eat breakfast. You guys wake up and have to think of this. It's so sad.
Turkish media reported Monday that 8 people have been detained over the assault, but the gunman is not among them. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for the attack. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton if Turkey is now ground zero for terrorism.
Unfortunately, it's looking that way, Victor. There's a strong correlation around the world between the breakdown of good governance and the extent to which terrorist groups can embed themselves. We see this with Nigeria, obviously with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia. Unfortunately, Turkey is joining in that list. In the last 3 or 4 years, between 70 and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5-6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. There is an agreement among the Democratic Republic of Congo's political factions to try to defuse the crisis over President Joseph Kabila's extended rule. Kabila's ruling party proposed new elections in 2018. He was due to step down last month. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for work. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed and 17 others injured in 2 huge suicide car bombs near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. This was the second time the group used the tactic of back-to-back suicide vehicles, with the first meant to provoke panic and the second meant to cause maximum casualties. Turkey's military said Monday that 22 militants were killed when its warplanes struck Islamic State targets in Syria. Syrian monitors, meanwhile, say hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital as fighting continues between government forces and several rebel groups. The fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early Friday and is said to be largely holding in other areas of the country. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about the U.S. intelligence finding that Russia hacked into computers of Trump's opponents and released damaging information to help him win. Spicer told CNN Monday, it's not a question of necessarily revealing his words. Spicer went on to say he's going to talk about his conclusions and where he thinks things stand. VOA asked former U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter, now CEO of the East-West Institute, about the hacking allegations against Russia and how the Trump administration might approach the matter.
If after a study of this, which a lot of people are calling for, kind of a commission to study it, if we find that there was an attempt, a real attempt by the Russians to undermine American democracy, that would just, you know, add to the mistrust and the difficulty of finding common ground between Russia and America on things like ISIS and on other international issues. So it's going to be a real challenge for the new administration to work on finding common ground.
Mr. Trump, who is 18 days from his inauguration, said he knows more about Washington's claim against Russia and possibly hacking than has been publicly revealed and that the information will be released this week. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week reflecting on the successes during his White House tenure, offering his thoughts on where the country heads as President-elect Trump assumes power January 20th. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.